Well, good morning to each one this morning. It's a blessing to be here. It's a blessing to gather with everyone again today. I enjoyed the song service. The songs were sung. They spoke to me. Some of the songs spoke to me and ministered to my heart. This morning I have a little study, a little devotional on Psalms 119, just a small part of Psalms 119. It's a very big chapter. I'm not going to go through the whole thing this morning, but just the first part of it. It was a blessing to me to look into it and study it a little bit, and I'll take you all through with the study that I did, and hopefully that it can be an encouragement to someone or a blessing to someone. So let's turn to Psalm 119. And we'll just read this morning verses 1 through 16. This psalm has a lot in it about God's law, and it shows the heart of the writer, David, that he had full dependence on the law of God and the word of God, and it meant a lot to him, and he depended a lot upon the law of God. It guided him. He speaks a lot about it here in Psalm 119. As we read, you'll notice it uses different words for the law or his commandments or his word. It uses testimonies, his ways, precepts, statutes, commandments, and righteous judgments. So you just notice all those words as we read them. So let's read here, Psalm 119, verse 1 through 16. I'm sorry, I was going to pray before we start here. Can we just bow for a word of prayer? Dear Lord, we just come before you this morning. We thank you for this day you've given to us, Lord. Pray you'd be here with us today. Lord, guide my tongue and my lips, Lord. I pray you'd help me to share the things you'd have me to share, Lord. Be with us. Pray this could be a blessing to the ones that hear it, and pray that it could honor and glorify you. Just thank you and bless you, and pray this all in your name. Amen. Psalms 119. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, and that seek him with their whole heart. They also do no iniquity, they walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgment. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. An interesting note here in Psalms 119 is broken up into 22 different stanzas, and each stanza is defined by a letter in the Hebrew alphabet. You can see in my Bible here, it has each letter of the Hebrew alphabet. There are 22 different stanzas, and the 22 stanzas make up the 22 letters of the Greek alphabet. So maybe this could have possibly been used for a learning, a memorization tool. As the children learned their alphabet, they could learn a stanza of Psalm 119. Just interesting. No, I meant to say that before and I forgot. So I want to take each verse here and just look at it a little bit. Verse 1 says, "Blessed are the undefiled in the way, walk in the law of the Lord." Blessed means to be happy or very fortunate. So happy are those that are undefiled or perfect in the law of the Lord. Psalms 119, verse 105 of 119 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Verse 2, "Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart." So blessed means happy or very fortunate, or there's probably other definitions. Those are the two that I found. It says, happy are those that seek him with the whole heart. Do I seek God with my whole heart, or do I give him part of it and leave a little bit for myself, or a little bit for the things of this world? But he wants our all, and he wants our whole heart. I desire to give him my whole heart. Verse 3, "They also do no iniquity, they walk in his ways." So it says that those that are undefiled in the way, those that walk in his law, and those that keep his testimonies, and those that seek him with the whole heart, they do no iniquity, and they walk in his ways. Iniquity is evil or perversity, or simply wrongdoing, iniquity or evil. Verse 4, "Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently." Leviticus 22:31 says, "Therefore shall ye keep my commandments and do them." And it says not here just to keep them, but to keep them diligently. What do you think of when you think of diligence? I think of somebody that puts their heart into it and puts their attention, their full attention, full focus to it, to keep his laws. Verse 5, "Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes." This was a cry from the writer's heart, that his ways would be directed toward God. Is this the cry of my heart? I want this kind of heart and attitude in my life. God will hear our cry if we cry unto him, that he will help, and he will help us. He cried to keep my ways directed in his statutes. Verse 6, "Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments." He's saying here he will not be ashamed when he has respect, when he has respect to God's law. Why is it at times I am ashamed of hopefully it's not that way in my life, but it seems it's easy to be maybe ashamed. I can be afraid to speak of it to other people, but why is it that way? I don't want it to be that way in my life, but I desire to grow in that way and to not be ashamed of his word. We should never be ashamed. God's law is perfect, and it is right, and it is good. Verse 7, "I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgment." Is praise a part of my life? Does praise come out of my life when things happen, when things go right or when things go wrong? Is praise what comes out? What comes out when I'm shaken up? It's whatever it's inside of me. It's what will come out. I believe that a heart of praise will take us a long way, but and I want to have more of a heart of praise in my life. Verse 8, "I will keep thy statutes, O forsake me not utterly." This was a cry from the writer's heart that God would not forsake him. I believe God will hear those prayers and cries from our hearts. Psalms 40, verse 1 says, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry." God will hear our cry. Verse 9, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word." Here he changes gears a little bit, and he's speaking, how should a young man cleanse his way? It's by taking heed to God's word. God's word will wash us and cleanse us if only we will let it. It will strengthen us and keep us from the evil one. Take heed, young men, to the word of God. Verse 10, "With my whole heart have I sought thee, O let me not wander from thy commandments." Here he repeats a bit of what he said in verse 2. Am I seeking God with my whole heart? What would it look like if I would truly seek God with my whole heart every day, my whole life? Jesus gave everything for us. We can surely give everything back. Verse 11. "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." Do I hide the word of God in my heart? I wish I would have memorized more scripture when I was younger, But I'm thankful for what I did memorize. I'm thankful for the word I did hide in my heart. No one can take it from us if it's in our heart. David says that he will hide the word in his heart that he might not sin against God. Verse 12. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. Here we see his heart to bless and praise God, and a heart that wants to be taught. I want to have more of a heart like that. Can I look to God and say, teach me, Lord? Or to brothers here, I want to have a teachable heart. Verse 13. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. Can I open my mouth and declare what God has done in his judgments, in his law, or am I too ashamed of the word of God? Mark 8:38 says, whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my ways in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in his glory, in the glory of his Father with his holy angels. If we are ashamed of God now in this life, he will be ashamed of us. Verse 14. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. Do I rejoice in God's law? God calls us to rejoice. Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. David said he rejoiced of his testimonies as much as in all riches. Let's rejoice and be glad in the word of God. Verse 15, I will meditate in thy precepts and I respect unto thy ways. Do I meditate on God's law? I found that meditating is not always just easy. It's hard. There's so many different things that want to distract us and take our minds off of what we're meditating on. But God calls us to meditate on him and his word. Verse 16, I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Do the things of God delight me? Or what delights me in this world? There are many things that can delight us in this world, but God's law should delight and comfort us. His word is alive and can change men's lives and do a work in anyone's life if they allow it. Let's take heed and not forget God's law. So I was blessed by this. It shows a heart. The writer here, David, showed a heart of holy dependence on God's law and his word. And it was his life, and it was what he lived by. And I want to have more of a heart like this. I hope this study could be an encouragement to someone here. It was a blessing for me, and it opened up this chapter even a little more for me. So thank you all for listening. And could we sing number 328?